The Long Darkness. None of Admiral Byrd's important work in Little America was done between late March and the middle of October, 1929. This does not, of course, mean either that the sun vanished for all that period of time, or that work stopped completely. As a matter of fact, the sun was still a daily visitor in April, and it again became a daily visitor in late August. Moreover, even without the light of the sun, some outdoor activity was possible. There were always the twilight hours of noontime provided by the moon. No air flights could be made, however, and only the most necessary travel with dog sleds was attempted. For even with the aid of the moon, the light at best was poor. There was another, even more important reason why little work could be done during these months. This was the time of the winter storms. These, in their full strength, brought winds that no man could stand against, and such snows as are unheard of elsewhere in the world.